It's 9 a.m. on the last day of Cheese with Altitude, a conference hosted by the American Cheese Society. This is a nonprofit whose mission is to support and promote artisan, farmstead, and specialty cheeses. I'm in a room full of these cheese professionals, seated at round tables, each with a tasting platter of cheese. It's a laid-back atmosphere. We pass around two opaque dropper bottles of terpenes and drop these into our water glasses.
One, two, three, four. Give it a whiff.
Terpenes are a family of naturally occurring aroma compounds found in plants such as hops, citrus fruit, and cannabis. Terpenes also play a role in the complex flavor development of many cheeses.
What the cannabis industry is studying now are terpenes, these volatile aroma compounds. And what we know is that THC will get you high, but it's those volatile aroma compounds around the molecule that dictate how your body is going to feel that.
That's Matthew Gill, who hosted the educational session. He works as a private buyer in San Francisco and also started a project called TH Cheese, the medication of fermented and savory edibles. The THC-free terpenes did not get us high, but did have a cannabis flavor, so Gill could demonstrate the potential pairings. Gill sees great possibilities for a symbiotic relationship between the food and agricultural community and the cannabis industry.
If you've sold cheese or been in the cheese industry, it's not hard to think of a farm that wasn't able to sustain their model as the market currently operates. And really, if those people had been allowed to diversify into the largest cash crop in the world, which is cannabis, they would have been able to supplement their income. And that has drastic implications to farming across the board.
This session was the touchstone of broader conference topics such as taste, science, and the survival of an industry built by small businesses.
A lot of the sessions are technical, and they will help people make better cheeses, and they will talk about the microbes and the cultures and a lot of technical talk. But there are also a lot of sessions that focus on small business issues.
That's Nora Weiser, Executive Director of the American Cheese Society, based here in Denver. This is the 34th annual national conference that the ACS has hosted, featuring educational sessions, networking opportunities, and a cheese competition. The ACS has a mission of sustainability.
We mean sustainability in a very holistic manner. It's not just what you might think of as environmental sustainability, which is certainly a key element and major concern for these producers, but also the sustainability of industry growth, the sustainability of small businesses and family farms.
Molly Brown is also passionate about this industry.
Connecting people to cheeses is what I was meant to be doing in the world.
Brown was a cheesemonger at Cured when it first opened in Boulder and says that cheese is a way of connecting.
And as a cheesemonger, it was a good way to be a conduit from people in cities to farms, farmers, farm animals. Those people who tend to live in more rural areas really need those dollars from big cities, right, to come back. And it felt really good to be able to hand something across the counter, watch somebody put it in their mouth, and see them smile.
Brown now works for Vermont Creamery in Wisconsin. She says that we are still very disconnected from our food.
There's a really big disconnect between people who live in cities and the way that food just shows up on a plate or in a grocery store. I think it's really easy to forget that there's people and land and animals behind all of those products.
Every year, a cheese is awarded Best in Show through a blind taste test, and this year there were 2,042 entrances, up 10% from last year. Placing in this competition is a big deal for producers. It validates their discipline, attention to detail, hard work, and it affords them the opportunity to tell their story to consumers. This year's Best in Show winner was Tarentaise Reserve from Springbrook Farm in Vermont. They also run Farms for City Kids. Nora Weiser explains.
They've had over 12,000 kids from, you know, New York and Boston areas, kids who are, you know, living in an urban environment and don't have exposure to a farm, come up for a week at a time.
Weiser says making cheese not only connects these kids to their food, but it demonstrates practical applications of math and science. In order for consumers to be better educated, Weiser encourages us to ask a certified cheese professional at the grocery store. And don't feel shy to ask for a taste.
You know, you don't want to spend a lot of money on a cheese when you don't know if you like it. So ask at the counter if you can taste it. Learn to explore the different flavors, and then you feel more confident in your purchases.
But you don't have to go to the cheese counter anymore. The internet is a great place to buy cheese, which is an exciting challenge for Molly Brown and the Vermont Creamery.
Sort of the way we've done it in the past is, you know, you put something on promotion at Whole Foods, a customer goes in, it's $5 off a pound, they take it home, you sell a bunch of cheese, you know, but those promotions aren't always communicated via the digital platform. I think it's really cool to be able to figure out ways in which we can use that new technology to our advantage, but I think it's going to be a little unclear for a few years, like exactly what the best way forward is there.
It is primarily consumers' desire for local foods that is driving growth in this industry, but there are still a lot of challenges. The market is becoming saturated, which increases competition and slows growth for individual farmers. Additionally, looming FDA regulations have unknown impacts on small producers. The American Cheese Society wants to ensure that small producers have a seat at the table and the resources that they need to thrive. October has been dedicated American Cheese Month, and the best way to get involved is undoubtedly by searching out and eating as much unique artisan and farmstead cheese as you can. For KGNU, I'm Fiona Foster.